Hello. Tonight's topic is risk versus reward. We will do a comparison of the risks versus rewards when interacting with the modern-day woman. 1. Bedroom fun could be a reward. However, the next morning the woman could regret what she did. Hell, she could regret it 30 years later and say she was forced to do it against her will. Also, you could get an STD or STI. You could also have an unplanned pregnancy. Many women will try to get pregnant to lock down a man. They will purposely cut holes in condoms or fish them out of the trash can and use a turkey baster to inject it inside her, or straight up lie to you claiming they are on birth control. Also, she could have crazy ex-partners or a whole slew of baby daddies. You may have a crazy ex of hers that comes after you out of jealousy. You have to listen to the woman constantly complain about her exes, which will mentally wear you out. You might think I am being biased. Trust me, I am fair. I'll give the rewards category a freebie. Let's assume the man had a vasectomy, so unwanted pregnancy isn't a factor. Running total. 1. Reward and 3 risks. 2. Having a partner to help split the household chores. In 2021, most women only do what the man does. That's if you are lucky. On top of that, men do all the dirty and dangerous chores. Men change smoke alarm batteries and light bulbs. They are put at risk of being electrocuted or falling off ladders. They also clean rain gutters, mow lawns, shovel icy sidewalks, remove bats, mice, snakes, etc. Meanwhile, women load automatic appliances. Oh, and those automatic appliances were invented by men. Women complain, so men tried to make it easier for them. Hell, women don't even have to vacuum now. They have Roombas that do that for them. Honestly, you don't need a woman to split the chores with you. Men are already doing all the difficult and time-consuming ones. Oh, and why do women always complain about not putting the toilet seat down? Everything is supposed to be equal now, right? So why do men never complain that the women don't put the toilet seat back up? Actually, you have a big advantage. You have gravity on your side. Again, men always do the hard labor and suffer in silence. Again, I am fair, so I am going to say these cancel each other out. Running total. 2. Reward and 4 risks. 3. Having a woman cook for you. Most women don't know how to cook nowadays, but let's assume you found one that did. Men can easily learn how to cook. Men can learn from many ways, including YouTube, so you don't need a woman to cook for you. Also, you can have healthy food delivered to you via meal plans. If you have a woman under the same household, now you have twice the food bills, twice the cleanup, twice the trash, twice the space taken up in the fridge, twice the time spent buying food. Oh, and if she was a single mom with spawn, you could multiply this number by 3, 4, 5, 6, or 10. Running total. 3. Reward and 6 risks. 4. Having children to carry on the family name. I recently covered a news article of a new trend. Men are taking the woman's surname. So, assuming you had boys, there is no guarantee that your family name would carry on. You would hope you could raise masculine sons that would never agree to take the woman's name. But unfortunately, the divorce rate is so high, there is no guarantee you would even be able to raise your children. The divorce courts usually side with the mothers. Now you could have daughters, but they could get married and actually take the man's name. It's a difficult one to judge, so I am going to say they cancel out. However, the average cost per child from ages 1 to 18 is $248,000. The more kids you have, the higher the cost. The higher the cost, the more work you have to do to earn money. Some women can't have biological children and wish to adopt children. So you could get stuck paying for kids that are not even yours. Or worst case, she could commit childbirth fraud and the child wouldn't even be yours. Also, more kids requires a bigger house, higher utility bills, more time to maintain the house, larger vehicles for transportation. Running total. 4. Reward and 8 risks. 5. A woman working would enable twice the income. While that would be a nice thing, there is no promise she will stay with you. In fact, you're just as likely to have her leave you. When you go through divorce, they take half of everything. Homes, pensions, alimony, child support, lawyer fees, it sets you back several years. So I am going to say these cancel each other out. Running total. 5 reward and 9 risks. 6. You need someone to leave your legacy to. If you pass away, who will inherit all of your things? See numbers 4 and 5. Women and children are out of the picture. I could easily type up a will and donate it to a close buddy, a brother, an organization, etc. These cancel each other out. Running total. 6 reward and 10 risks. 7. Having a positive woman to support and uplift you. That usually only lasts during the honeymoon phase. It's usually just an act. Years later, she will actually turn on you and become nagging, witchy, annoying, demanding, etc. It will take years off my life, stress me out, increase my blood pressure, give me suicidal thoughts. Oh, and that includes the mother-in-law, she's just as bad. And the chance of being divorced is extremely high, so what was once uplifting turns into dragging me down into the muddy swamp, and makes my life a living hell, which leads to serious health issues like heart attack and depression. Running total. 7 reward and 12 risks. 8. You will be lonely without a woman to keep you company. I am an introvert, so that's not a problem. I am almost 40, so I think with my big head now. I don't let my little head control me. Let's assume I do get lonely though, I can easily get a dog to keep me company, and it doesn't put my life at risk. There is a reason why dogs are known as man's best friend. They are not called woman's best friend. These cancel each other out. Running total. 8 reward and 13 risks. 9. When you are old and have health problems, you will need someone to be there for you. Well, if I was single, I would have all the time in the world for myself, so I would be in good health. I could go to the gym every day instead of going to the shopping mall every day. Also, I would have lived a stress-free life without a nagging wife, so my health would be better and I would live longer. I would have lots of money and could easily hire a young nurse to take care of me. These cancel each other out. 10. This is the last one I am doing. Actually, disregard. I can't even think of a 10th reward that women would even have to offer. Running total. 9 reward and 14 risks. Looking at the final tally, I am better off being single. The risks versus rewards with being with modern women isn't worth it. This was just a fun game. If you are a woman listening to this, I am giving you an opportunity to attempt to one-up me. Go ahead, try to make your version of risk versus reward when dealing with modern men. I could use some more entertainment.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a